Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and I'm coming to you with the June energy update for 2025, guys. Okay, so we are exiting May, and this, like I told you last month, was a choice point. So you're ideally feeling a little disoriented, but motivated, okay? Because we had a major timeline jump between 26th and 27th. So what that means is some old lower density timelines crumbled. So this made it very clear on what you can take with you and what, and then, and can't take with you, and also what you want to strengthen. Okay. So June is arriving with a frequency that doesn't scream at you, but it's kind of quietly rearranging the foundation beneath your feet. So that disoriented feeling is going to continue. So what has begun in yourself and in the world is sort of a disclosure cycle. So the energy is uncompromising, you guys. So only what is real and true can stay. This month is going to test your emotional sovereignty, your ability to recognize truth through resonance rather than performance or show, and your steadiness while these narratives are happening around you is going to be the key. You cannot let fracturing things around you disrupt your peace, okay? Because illusions are not going to last in the light right now. What is false is going to feel really hollow. And what is real will begin to rise in you, and you will feel the expansion of that. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that expanded feeling, which will feel vulnerable, guys. And so really getting comfortable with your vulnerability is going to be key in June. Okay. So as we begin June, it's sort of the spotlight is on what are you sort of attached to in sort of a, I don't want to say codependent, but in a negative or limiting way, systems, coping mechanisms, identities, ego things, things based in ego. So you might feel your nervous system react to old survival patterns, and this is going to start glitching. Like you won't be able to go to the old pattern like you always have. So this isn't like something's collapsing. This is trying to correct your energy into true alignment. Okay. The mask is coming off, you guys, for every single one of us. Not to shame us, but to keep us from playing a role that was never ours, okay? We're supposed to be stepping into our true roles of who we came here to be. So some of you may be like, emotionally, I feel fine, but you're gonna feel that disconnected connection or offness, okay? And this is because old comforts are gonna stop working. And this could manifest like old desires that you once had, like they start to fade all of a sudden, like, oh, I thought I wanted this. And they're showing me that it's really important that we're releasing sort of false fulfillment. So this could be alcohol, food, Amazon shopping, whatever it is for people. Anything that is sort of trying to fill a hole or running in any sort of way is sort of gonna get removed. So we can sort of open to our true soul aligned comfort. So if it doesn't light you up, you may be forced to let it go this month, and knowing that something better or more expansive is right behind it. You may notice your energy shift around certain people. So some connections will feel off. This is not like because something's wrong with them or whatever. There is going to feel like frequency mismatches are going to get louder. Okay. You may feel extra tired or burnt out this month. And this is your body signaling that you're still trying to metabolize or process emotions that were maybe never yours, or maybe that you moved, but like there's dust of them coming up that needs to really move. Because this is time where deeper truths are coming up for you. And you're not responsible for holding the weight of others. So what's also important here is what is mine and what is theirs and what is the outside world and what's the collectives and what's, you know, my partners and what's mine, and really owning what's yours, but also not taking on what's others. And that is going to be very tricky this month. So it's kind of a invisible pressure point in sense of June is inviting you to let go of any unconscious labor and return fully to your true self. Now, what may be confusing is the balance between when am I avoiding and when am I setting boundaries? And there's going to be this weird thing of like, when am I being really close and when am I being codependent? There's going to be this very fine line of discernment between healthy and unhealthy that's going to start splitting. Okay, so I use the word discernment a lot. And we've talked about it for months, you guys, but this month you're really going to have to really tune to it. So you're not here to lose yourself in order to feel connected, for example. Like people like, oh, to be in love, I have to lose myself. No, I have to embody myself and meet another person who's fully embodied, that type of thing. Okay. And I will say, this may feel lonely and scary for some of us, you guys, because as Abraham says, there's never a leading edge. There's never a crowd on the leading edge. And that's the vibe I'm feeling for the next 6 months. Okay. So as we move towards mid-month, I see like a clarity wave. I see like sort of old shit starting to sort of dissipate, to old distractions, all this stuff that's been like hitting us like crazy. And instead of like choosing something that looks good on the outside, people are going to start to be seeing through some BS. And that's going to feel a little bit like relief. You're going to start choosing like what your body recognizes as inevitable truth instead of, oh, I'm doing this to people please, or I'm doing this for the wrong reason. So that level of discernment is the superpower right now. So you'll begin to reclaim your energy, your resources, your time with more really sacred intention. Okay. So everything you give yourself is needing to become conscious, and everything that drains you is needing to become conscious, even if it's familiar. So if something's draining you, it may be taken from you without you even realizing it was draining you. Okay. So I'm trying to give you the nuance of this energy as best I can. So, and then I get another heaviness energy. It's almost like up and down, almost like a roller coaster this month, where I feel like things get heavy again, like there might be a world event or something happening, and then there's sort of light breaks through again, okay? And it's the light isn't there to bypass it. It's not like a here to like mask the pain that some people will be going through, but it's real light. And if you've cleared your own distortion, this is really going to help you reclaim your truth by the end of this month, like the solstice time, okay? This is like where your real joy is rooted, not performative, not reaching for something that's a goal that's going to make you feel better, like real rooted joy. And that's going to come from your true embodiment. Okay. So you may even feel it through your body, you know, like they're just showing me here, you might have more energy, you might be sleeping better. Like there's a sense of vitality that's returning, which I'm excited about because they're showing me this sort of like resurgence of energy, almost like a clearing out and a pouring in of light. And again, the amount that you clear means you leave the most room for the light to come in. So that they're directly related. The more you let go of, the more you let the light in. If you are not letting go, the light is going to blast you and it's going to make that letting go more uncomfortable. So I keep telling you guys, and it's starting, okay, it's happening. And it's going to speed up from June all the way to December. In December, I feel this like huge expanse. And by this time next year, as I've said, we will not bear where we are right now. Okay, so the end of the month, this is where I'm seeing that momentum pick up in the outside world, okay? So you might be invited to look at like weird things like, what do I want to leave behind? Like, who do I want to be out in the world? Like, this is going to bring you into sort of showing me like a broader perspective by the end of the month. And absolute system breaks, guys, like systems tied to like money, success, family, identity, there's going to be sort of crumbling in those areas for many. But this isn't like the death of abundance. It's the rebirth of like really being wealthy and abundance consciousness. You're not going to be losing anything. You're really going to define your own truth, your own values, and your own timeline. So this is where we must embody our knowing that we are the creators of our experience. We are the creators of our safety. We are the creators of our abundance. So do the work now, guys. You're running out of time. I say it with love, not in fear. I'm just trying to encourage you. Okay. So ultimately, June is like a soul level disruptor, but it's not here to break you guys. It's here to free you, like I've been saying. And this month asks you, let false fulfillment fall away. And so the real radiance can rise. Step into who you really are unapologetically. And if there's something holding you back, look right at it. You don't have to explain yourself. And you don't need to prove yourself because there will be many that are still stuck in the illusion. And this is not our time to convince. It's our time to embody and let them choose if they want to rise. Okay. this is really letting go of needing to shrink so others don't feel triggered. That's why that alone feeling is going to happen. So let it all go and know that your intention is to let your truth be louder than anyone's projections. And then relax and let the light find you. I hope this is an amazing time, guys. It is beginning, is the way I hear it. It has begun, and it can be expansive and incredible, or it can be really uncomfortable. And that just depends on where you're at. And either way is good, and either way you'll get there. Okay. I'm just encouraging you to stay sovereign, keep looking at yourself, and take full responsibility for where you are, and you will do great. All right, guys, sending lots of love.